Boulder City Council met for the final time of the year last night. Joining me for a recap is Shay Castle of Boulder Beat News. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
It's always nice to have you on for a recap. Start us off with the highlights from last night's meeting.
Well, you know, it was the last meeting of the year, and they try not to take on anything too big, so it wasn't super packed. But I think the highlights are that Boulder finally adopted some rules around fracking, should that ever happen in the city. Highly unlikely. But they've had a moratorium on oil and gas drilling for 8 years, so these new rules are the city's first and kind of a big deal. They also discussed changes to council engagement, which I think for the public matters because the way that you contact council is changing. You'll no longer be able to email the general council email that everyone's used to. Starting in January, they're going to do a form letter, which hopefully will improve the process and make it so that more people get responses from council and or staff. And those were the kind of two big events of the night. Everything else kind of came up somewhat spontaneously.
And we are currently under a high wind warning. You can see it right outside your window right now. It's going to be in effect until 5 p.m. today. And a cold front is also blowing through, bringing snow to the mountains. What plans are in effect to provide day shelter for the city's unhoused population?
There are no plans for day shelter for the unhoused population. That is something that Councilman Matt Benjamin brought up before last night. You know, what are we doing? These are incredibly strong winds, pretty analogous to, you know, a hurricane or a tornado level. And so there was a bit of discussion of that. The shelter does not have the capacity to remain open during the day due to staffing concerns. That's according to Kurt Fernhaber, the Director of Housing and Human Services. And while there seemed to be some community interest from providers in opening up during the day, there weren't any solid plans for that. The one fallback that we have is if a weather emergency is declared, the Red Cross would set up something, but that would be after the fact. The City of Boulder's emergency management could also establish an emergency day shelter. But there, again, were no plans to do that. So if anything happens, it'll happen today, and remains to be seen how effective that would really be.
And this is not something like an earthquake that comes out of nowhere. Here in the news department, I mean, we've been aware that there is a very strong wind blowing in since yesterday. We've been sending out alerts to our listeners. How is it that on a night of a city council meeting, knowing that this is occurring, there's no plan in place?
You know, I don't know that that's something I can answer. The city says it has opened up emergency shelter for high wind events in the past. I've never seen that happen. Of course, it's possible that I just missed it, but you know, they've been pretty resistant every time council is asked, like, hey, what's our backup plan? Can we do more hotel rooms? They really always say no. It gets discussed as, yes, we're concerned about this, and yes, we're thinking about it, and we're talking about it, but there never is a plan. And then eventually, as happened last night, council has to move on. They have other stuff on the agenda. And, you know, as Councilwoman Nicole Spear said, I kind of want to, you know, plant my feet and keep talking about this, but we have other stuff to do on the agenda. And when you keep hearing no, there's only so much, I guess, they can push on that.
Well, one of the items that was covered last night, or one of the events that did occur last night, is there was a certificate of recognition given in honor or to commemorate the deaths of people who are unhoused and die in that condition. It seems a bit ironic, but can you talk about that?
Right. That's how we got into this discussion last night. So December 21st, which is it's next Tuesday at 4 p.m., Boulder will have an event at the Band Shell to honor and remember all the members of the unhoused community who died in 2021. This is a national event. It's the National Homeless Persons Memorial Day. So there are events in cities all across the country. And that's exactly what it is. There will be a list of the dead and some remembrance of what we know about those folks. And Jen Leibovich from Feet Forward and Scott Medina from Bridge House were on hand to accept that declaration. And as Jen said, you know, this is, I take no honor in this. Every year, more people, more of my friends are dying. And why don't we do something like day shelter? She specifically asked for emergency day shelter to prevent these deaths. Also disclosure that I volunteer with Feet Forward. So I'd like readers to know that.
So where do people go just practically over the course of the day if they don't have a house?
Practically, the library has long been a place that they can go. They can go to businesses, you know, assuming that they can afford something to buy and that they don't get kicked out. There are technically, you know, some government offices open, but they're not really welcome there. You know, like the county courthouse downtown, they could nip into the bathroom facility on Pearl Street Mall. But all of these are places that are, you know, they have staff that might ask folks to leave after a while. So realistically, I don't know where they go other than the library. And that's the big issue with not having a day shelter. There are very few options for folks.
And just quickly, in a few seconds, can you sum up why Boulder doesn't have a day shelter and what happened to the one that used to be open?
The day shelter closed when Boulder moved to the coordinated entry system and a housing first approach. And the answer that's been given ever since then, which was in 2017, is that it's very expensive to stand up a day shelter. And do we want to take money away from housing to do so?
Shay Castle of Boulder Beat News, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.